The Frente Polisario, an organization that seeks independence for Western Sahara, brought an action before the EU court, calling the EU-Morocco fishing trade deal illegal. An EU court judgment late last year annulled the agreement. The deal, signed in 2012, allows for fish off the coast of the Western Sahara, a disputed territory south of the border of Morocco, to be fished as part of the agreement. But the European Council appealed the judgment. Advocate General Wathelet's opinion states that the Western Sahara is not part of Moroccan territory, and therefore the EU-Morocco fishing agreement is not valid. José Bové, a French MEP for the Green Party, was a negotiator on the original 2012 agreement. He says this opinion is a positive move on the issue, even though it indicates that the EU only deals with economic issues, not political ones.
The decision is already clear. These produce next year will not be able to come inside of Europe if they're not treated separately. And that means that for the European companies who have trade with on fish or on vegetables, tomato, for example, they need to be a specific identification saying this produce come from Western Sahara. And this has that means that we need to have a discussion with the people recognized coming from Western Sahara. This is difficult because in this moment, for the moment, there's not a clear situation.
However, although Wathelet says that the Western Sahara is not considered part of Morocco, he also says in his opinion that the Frente Polisario is not the sole representative of the Sahrawi people. The Polisario brought the original complaint to court, citing human rights abuses by Morocco. Kaylin Birch, an analyst on Morocco for the Economist Intelligence Unit in London, says that the Polisario would now be shut out of any legal proceedings.
The opinion does recognize that Polisario is a representative of the people, is a spokesgroup, but not the sole legal representative, which means that they couldn't take legal action. They wouldn't be able to lodge a formal legal complaint in the way that they had before. What would be required would be for the local self-declared government, the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic, strongly linked to Polisario, would be the body that would be considered responsible for speaking and taking action on behalf of the Sahrawi population. However, the SADR is not recognized universally. SADR is part of the African Union. The SADR is recognized by some members of the European Union, but the EU is in between not recognizing Morocco's territorial rights, but also not recognizing the SADR as the official government entity responsible for the region. We would need to see would be what happens with the SADR's attempt to be universally recognized down the line, but this isn't a question that's going to be resolved anytime soon. In terms of legal recourse, the region would find itself without a lot of options.
By not giving the Frente Polisario a voice in dealing with this issue, the EU will have to figure out a way to ensure that the people of the Western Sahara are not voiceless, says MEP Bové.
The Advocate General said clearly that Western Sahara is not part of Morocco. That means that we have to begin directly now a new discussion to see how we deal directly with the Western Sahara's people.
For now, the fisheries agreement will hold until the final decision from the EU courts slated for November.